producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Massive Monday is upon us. This is the Good Day program with Doug Steffen and my friend Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington as we review what's been going on over the weekend. There are 29 items that are on the hit parade today. Let's see if we can get through a few of them in this hour where we kind of go in depth into stories that are on people's minds. The passing of Judge Scalia. Dying of a heart attack, according to officials, at any rate. The judge in Presidio County said his death will be officially listed under the technical term myocardial infraction. Also revealed he went to see his doctor last Thursday, not feeling well. The owner of the ranch where Scalia died said that he was in complete repose. He'd been at a dinner party the night before, but went to bed early. So some of the details, some of the facts, some of the information, a lot of buzz on this and who should be the next Supreme Court justice quickly became the discussion in the main for the debate. It has been the discussion in many circles. Should it be that President Obama appoints? And the answer to that is yes, because he's the president. Do I think he's going to put up somebody that'll be easily acceptable for the Republicans in the Senate? No, probably not. So we'll get back to the big fight. I thought it was pretty arrogant, frankly, although it depends on where you're coming from. People like Ted Cruz says, wait for the next president. And these guys aren't going to wait for the next president. There are some people, the conspiratorialists, who think that Obama had him killed so he could put somebody in.
That's awesome.
Well, yeah, okay.
I love those conspiratorialists.
Yeah, right. Fun. He was 79 years old. He was very, very heavy, very overweight. Some of the questions arising about the cause of death. The judge dispelling the suggestion that anything sinister had happened. Here she is.
Since there were no signs of foul play, then no autopsy was ordered. My only concern was to make sure that everything was done right, and I did my own investigation, which included talking to his physician. And after talking to his physician, and from what I was told from the U.S. Marshal and the sheriff that was there with no signs of foul play, that is how I came to the conclusion that, in fact, this was, in all probability, a natural death.
It's natural.
The physician that saw him 2 days ago and thought he was okay.
Yeah, right, yeah. Good job.
Nice job.
888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Rich at DougSteffen.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. A lot of social media comments. We'll get to those as we have time. Here is, in his own words, the justice's comment on how he saw himself as a member of the Supreme Court.
I like figuring out the right answer to legal questions, believe it or not. I mean, and not everybody does. I think some people who lust to become an appellate judge find the job really quite unsatisfying when they get there. You have to have a rather warped mind to want to spend your life figuring out the answer to legal questions. It's a very isolated job. The only time you see in connection with your work people from the outside is when you're listening to argument from counsel. Other than that, it's very disembodied and intellectual work. Probably most closely resembles the work of a law professor, which is what I was before I was here. So I'm no more unhappy than I was before.
Wow. Not giving much credence to the importance of the cause. I think the thing that has bothered me most about him and some of his stands the one that isn't on the top of, you know, a lot of people who have this business about Roe v. Wade and abortion and all that stuff. For those of you who don't even know, Scalia was on the right, probably considered far right by many. When his vote came in on the campaign finance reform, I pretty much lost all respect for him. Campaign finance reform, as the way the Supreme Court not once but twice voted on that, basically opening the floodgates to the corruption that is so much a part of our process now. Somehow or other, we have to get you and me and all of us have to get our country back. And that the way we're going to be able to do it or have to do it, other than having a full-scale revolution, is to get a reinterpretation of these laws so that the money that's being spent now, that you can see being spent to the tune of billions of dollars on getting elected to high office in this country, is corrupting the system, corrupting it outrageously. And those people who give you this argument, which is what Scalia's argument was, it's a freedom of speech issue, is garbage. So in terms of having him not on the court, I think probably other things we can tear apart that he did or he didn't do, but there's an impact here for sure, and how it's being felt or will be felt. Maybe the representation from Kevin, who wrote on Twitter, the opening on the Supreme Court shouldn't impact the 2016 race. It would be one thing if this happened on or before November 8th, but it didn't. If we're going to extend the lame duck period all the way back to February before the election, why not just do away with the executive branch altogether? Well, the executive branch has tried to do away with the legislative branch in some of the actions that have been taken, not just by this president, but the previous one, the last three or four. That there needs, in my opinion, to be a reinterpretation of the Constitution and or a constitutional convention that would change a lot of these things that have really, most of us who have any common sense, and I say this, if you don't agree, that's up to you. It's okay. We can disagree without being disagreeable, but it's patently obvious to anybody who's got any brains that the system doesn't work, and part of the problem that it doesn't work is because of judgments made by the Supreme Court on things like campaign finance reform. So, at any rate, that's a place for us to get started. We'll continue with an overview of Judge Scalia, what he's done, maybe what you've heard, what you haven't heard, as the pieces, the political pieces of this get put together. 14 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program.
7-Eleven now has these amazing new breakfast melts. Mm-hmm. And they're only $2.99. Bacon.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Our announcer decided to try the product. He was trying to explain 7-Eleven has two new melts that are toasted in-store. A bacon, egg, and cheese, and a sausage bacon and cheese.
Mm.
Both with thick-cut hickory-smoked bacon and aged cheddar cheese served on an artisan ciabatta roll for only
$2.99. Only at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, only at 7-Eleven.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings. Only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, one of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples' tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Exclude service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
It's 17 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day program. Monday, the situation with Mr. Scalia. I call him Mr. You can call him Judge. Call him whatever you want. He's gone. Here's a Canadian overview. I think this is very interesting. Let's do the Canadian one first, Richie, because I think it's interesting that we are paying attention to what the Canadians had to say. This is a CBC, not CBS. This is a Canadian Broadcasting Corporation reporter named Paul Hunter. With what the Canadians are saying about this.
Antonin Scalia was what they call an originalist. That means when it comes to interpreting the U.S. Constitution, a key facet of what U.S. Supreme Court justices do, Scalia looked at the words of the Constitution written in the 18th century and interpreted laws today based on what the writers of the Constitution meant in the 1700s. And he was strict about that. He was firm in his conservative convictions and thus was as well a divisive and provocative Supreme Court justice. He was, and his opinions from the bench reflected this, he was a strong proponent of gun rights, i.e. the Second Amendment to the Constitution. He voted to let U.S. states outlaw abortions. He's pro-capital punishment and helped the court agree to allow states to execute 16-year-olds and 17-year-olds. He voted against Obamacare and voted in favor of unlimited spending on advertising during election campaigns. And Scalia was part of the decision that effectively named George W. Bush winner of the contested U.S. election in 2000 against Al Gore. This is a guy who for 30 years stood by his conservative convictions and yet was also thoroughly enjoyed by some of his colleagues on the other side of the ideological divide of the court. Famously, he was terrific friends with liberal Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yeah, I think I find that a lot of people have had that conversation or have suggested, wow, what's the story with that? How can you be friends with somebody like her? Reminds me of an argument that I was presented with many years ago with someone that I was close to, still am, that's in the news business, who used to go around and introduce herself. I'm a Democrat, and here's my Republican friend. Like it was some form of leprosy, which for her friends it was, in fact. Here's a talk radio caller from a program we monitored over the weekend. Doesn't believe the Supreme Court appointment ought to be politicized by either of the parties.
It's outrageous for McConnell to suggest that the president should not nominate a replacement to Scalia. No president would do that. He's saying that because he dislikes this president, that he will not even consider any of his nominees. I mean, how much more blatant obstructionism can we see out of this Congress going into an election year? I mean, everyone should be appalled and amazed by that. If they don't like the nominee, vote them down. It will work against them mightily in the 2016 election when they have the Senate in the balance.
Yeah, it sure will. It's just bad judgment on their part. But what do you expect from Mitch McConnell, who's an old gas bag? Both the leaders on the Senate, Harry and Mitch, both a couple of gas bags. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With energy-enhanced One World Way, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Way for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Way a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Stephen, the Good Day program. One of my medical friends is Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is a Nuka chiropractor, the full spine approach. You'd have loved to have been with me yesterday. I tend to, when I'm in California or at this time of year, I take care of all my medical stuff, so it just kind of grams and it just gets all bunched up, bundled up. So I'm working on my foot, and I have made some amazing discoveries. Did I tell you about that? The ankle, I had a nerve test, and there's no real nervous activity. I get restless leg thing. That's because no nerves. I wrecked my ankle falling off of a truck about 10 years ago into a chuck hole. And so all of the tendons and the muscles around my ankle got all puffed up and swollen, and I put a ace band around it. Well, it never really fixed it. It didn't heal right. So now I'm suffering because of that. And this is what I said. The reason I bring it up is because I would like everybody who's listening, if a doctor, especially if he or she is a surgeon, tells you you got to have your foot operated on, folks, that's what they do for a living. That's why they want you to get your foot operated on, because that's what they do. But I wanted to find out more why or what would keep it from happening again. So we had the nerve test, and it found that there was really no nerves, and that the nerves had been screwed up by the way the tendons are and the muscles and stuff around my ankle. And so that affects my hip. Jack will tell you. The full spine is affected by it, and my shoulder, I mean, everything is affected by this. So I don't know when the heck I'm going to have time to come up and see you, but I got to get there once or twice before we run out of time here.
Well, I used to, ever since high school sports, I used to sprain my left ankle, at least a good sprain, every 2 years.
Yeah.
And ever since I've been under the care that I administer to my patients for the last 30-plus years, I haven't sprained my ankle once.
Really?
And again, it's a body balance kind of problem. And when you're carrying 20, 30 more pounds under one leg than the other, which is very common, until that spine's in balance, it can easily throw that ankle into a loop.
And that's what it does, and what it's done with the muscles in my leg. As you know, my legs are quite muscular, but you can see the difference now in the past year in the size of the muscles in my left leg versus my right leg, because this thing has finally taught itself to put more weight on my right leg, which is healthy, and not so much on my left leg. So that affects the hips and spine. It affects everything.
So. Well, it is. And most of the energy coming out of your brain is dedicated to that very thing, balance against gravity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you think that you're up all night with a problem, or you're studying for some big test that you got to take for your job or something like this, and all this furious energy being generated by the brain, when in fact the majority of it is helping you to deal with a three-dimensional gravitational field, and trying to keep you upright against gravity and try to keep your head between your feet. And when you're out of balance, you're constantly tired. Not just
a lot of people that know me think that I put my head between my, not my feet, but between my Let's keep going here. The Zika virus, the Zika mosquito, birth defects. Okay, the new research doesn't really tell you anything that we didn't already know. There is a severe birth defect that is a result of being bitten by the Zika mosquito. That's in Brazil. And so the shrunken head that comes out of it, the virus in the brain, if you learn about that, then you're probably going to want to have an abortion if that's the case. All right, so what's the podcast this week at ForbiddenDoctor.com?
The latest one is three things that you should stop compromising on
in your health.
And yes, the things that are easy to turn around that will make a dynamite strong immune system.
That's at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day.
For those who say there's a downside to everything, I challenge you to find one in today's edition of the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
America, she never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the agricultural producers and rural businesses that call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping them show the world what hard work can achieve. For the job is far from over. Beyond the fields, orchards, and prairies, America continues to grow. To keep pace, rural communities will need to grow too. Better equipment to grow more crops, updated facilities for safe and secure production, dependable access to utilities and infrastructure. Today and tomorrow, as rural America fulfills its potential to rise a little higher, grow a little further, we'll be there, just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
A canyon is not something you'd expect to find in Iowa, but that's how Seth Watkins of New Market describes an erosion trouble spot on his farm.
One of our challenges are these ditches and ravines that have formed over time. And what we've found is the best way to stabilize them to begin with is what you call a sediment control basin, or, you know, we informally call a pond. And the main purpose of these structures is to fix the erosion problem first. But what's cool about it, there's so many other benefits that go with it.
Watkins built a dam. The canyon became a pond, which serves as a recreation area for the family and a haven for wildlife. His cattle get water below the dam, so they're not mucking up the pond itself. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, 33 past the hour. Doug Steffen. I am on the Good Day program with my friend Rich McFadden, and you, our focus now is on the Republican presidential debate that took place on Saturday. They were pretty, you know, remember that old Elvis song, All Shook Up? They were pretty shook up about the passing of Justice Scalia, and that quickly became the focus. And the, well, President Bush is the focus, and that's okay. I'll tell you right now, here's how I see this coming down. Let's see how my words are, how effective they are, Richie, how effective my thought pattern is.
Okay.
At this point in time, I see Bernie Sanders as the nominee for the Democratic Party.
Mark it down.
He'll carry with him somebody. O'Malley might be a good second banana for him.
No.
Or some. I mean, I didn't say
they got Maryland already. They don't need Maryland. They're okay. Useless to them.
So then if you look around at the states that are in play, Texas is an important state. California is an important state.
Yeah.
Ohio, Pennsylvania, Florida.
Yep.
Look for somebody from one of those states. But I'm trying to think of a prominent Democrat from any of those states except California, and I don't find one. And California, if you get somebody who's really to the left, neither of the senators from California are probably good mixes with him. So you go into, you find a governor someplace, or you find somebody that's off the wall like Sarah Palin, that came along with McCain.
How about Elizabeth What's-Her-Face Warren?
Oh.
You imagine her and Bernie?
Oh, my God.
You know, isn't it interesting that the Democrats really don't have a whole lot of names out there because everybody just stepped back for Hillary.
They think it's going to be Hillary.
She's going to be appointed queen.
I think there's a problem with Hillary.
And that's become a problem. And on the other side, on the Republicans, there's, you got so many you can swing a bat and, you know. And there's not a lot to choose from, so.
All right, so I think that's what you're going to find on the Democratic side. And on the Republican side, I see Trump and Kasich as the standard bearers.
Yeah,
let's see where that goes. And in the meantime, Michael Bloomberg wanders in because both of those are unacceptable or unelectable in the mainstream mind. Is there somebody better? If you're in the 70% of the people who don't are not extreme on either the right or the left, 70% of the voters who just show up and pay attention once every 4 years, you're going to pay a lot of attention to Michael Bloomberg. You're not going to pay. You're going to pay a lot of attention to Donald Trump. You'll pay a lot of attention to Bernie Sanders because he's getting a lot of attention. Anyway, for those who did not hear the debate, and I was one of them, frankly, here's Donald Trump and Jeb Bush going back and forth over whether President Bush lied about Iraq and whether he ought to be impeached because of it.
George Bush made a mistake. We can make mistakes, but that one was a beauty. We should have never been in Iraq. We have destabilized the Middle East.
But you still think he should be impeached?
I think it's my turn, isn't it?
You do whatever you want. You call it whatever you want. I want to tell you, they lied.
Okay.
They said there were weapons of mass destruction. There were none, and they knew there were none. There were no weapons of mass destruction.
Okay, all right.
I'm sick and tired of Barack Obama blaming my brother for all of the problems that he's had. And frankly, I could care less about the insults that Donald Trump gives to me. It's blood sport for him. He enjoys it, and I'm glad he's happy about it. But I am sick and tired of him going after my family. My dad is the greatest man alive in my mind. And while Donald Trump was building a reality TV show, my brother was building a security apparatus to keep us safe, and I'm proud of what he did.
Oh.
And he's had the gall to go after
the World Trade
mother.
Center came
he's
down.
He's had
during
the gall to go after
reign.
My mother.
Remember that.
Hold on.
Let me finish. My mother.
That's not keeping
look, I won
safe.
The lottery when I was born 63 years ago and looked up and I saw my mom. My mom is the strongest woman I know.
She should
this
be running.
This is not about my family or his family.
Okay.
This is about the South Carolina families that need someone to be a commander-in-chief that can lead. Yeah, I'm that person.
That's where Trump is great. Well, that is great. She should be running.
Yeah, but it's still not good. That stuff's. First of all, there are a lot of things. I've been thinking about George Bush lately and some of the things that many people didn't know about him.
43?
You've heard me. Yeah, the second. George Bush, the son, not the father. The father was good. I didn't vote for him the second time because of his no new taxes, read my lips pledge. That really turned me off because my big issue is money, is finances, is fiscal responsibility, the authority that the government has to borrow money and to spend it as it will. It's beyond comprehension. And you never run. How can you run a business or your life by spending more money than you have? We said, how do you teach children not to go out on the hook? I mean, I certainly did that, learned my lesson the hard way about what happens when you do that. Because what can happen is things will be great today, but not so great tomorrow. And so in paying all of that stuff back, you got to realize that there is a piper to be paid. And we are at the point now, we have $18 trillion. There's some people who say by the year 2020, we'll be in hock for $30 trillion. That means the whole system melts. The economic, you think the dollar value of the dollar now is in question. It's stronger than it has been for a while against weak currencies everywhere else. But yeah, at some point, when you pay out 40%, I think the number right now is 34% of every dollar you and I pay in federal income taxes goes to pay the interest on the $18 trillion that we have borrowed. How do you deal with that? You can't. But I will say, George Bush, for one, I've been studying Africa more lately, and those of you who are naysayers, I'm not a fan of George Bush as president, the younger. I think he was lousy. And I think Trump was right there. There were no weapons of mass destruction. And the audience can boo all it wants to. There were no weapons of mass destruction. And who was the only, I think Bernie Sanders was the only senator not to vote for that war. There was only one senator, and I think it was Bernie Sanders, who did not vote to go to war in Iraq.
You know,
and they all have blood on their hands because there were no weapons of mass destruction. And we've done exactly what we have done in many other circumstances, and that's bow kowtow to the military-industrial complex. The only beneficiaries of anything that was good is what these companies made in Iraq. And they still are doing it. We're still over there fighting. And who knows? I don't trust the establishment that way any further. They could throw them. For all I know and for all we know, for all you know, the whole situation could be stirred up by the military-industrialists who just want to make more weapons and blow more stuff up. It's great for their business.
What one of the interesting points that Trump made in the last debate when he got booed is that the audience is basically made up of donors of the candidates. And since Donald doesn't have any big donors, corporate donors, he doesn't have any audience there.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, these are all everybody else's
fans
that have paid to be in the audience.
Yep.
I don't have anybody paying, so there's nobody there yet.
Yeah, and it works in his favor. Look at how it worked in, when he said, you heard all the people booing in New Hampshire when he said that, and look at how he did in New Hampshire. Here's Donald Trump addressing Ted Cruz.
Right now, today, as a candidate, he supports federal taxpayer funding for Planned Parenthood. I disagree with him on that. That's a matter of principle, and I'll tell you.
You are the single biggest liar. You probably are worse than Jeb Bush. You are the single biggest liar. This guy lied. Let me just tell you. This guy lied about Ben Carson when he took votes away from Ben Carson in Iowa. And he just continues. This guy will say anything. Nasty guy. Now I know why he doesn't have one endorsement from any of his colleagues.
All right, John, I get to respond.
Pick from the buffet there.
He's a nasty guy.
Wow. That audience really doesn't like Trump, do they?
Not well, the audience, but remember who's in the audience.
Right,
you just underscored it.
I know.
Here are Trump and Kasich and Bush and Cruz weighing in on what to do about the Supreme Court vacancy.
I hope that our Senate is going to be able, Mitch and the entire group is going to be able to do something about it in times of delay. We could have a Diane Sykes or you could have a Bill Pryor. We have some fantastic people, but this is a tremendous blow to conservatism. It's a tremendous blow, frankly, to our country.
I really wish the president would think about not nominating somebody. If he were to nominate somebody, let's have him pick somebody that is going to have unanimous approval and such widespread approval across the country that this could happen without a lot of recrimination. I don't think that's going to happen.
The simple fact is the next president needs to appoint someone with a proven conservative record, similar to Justice Scalia, that is a lover of liberty, that believes in limited government, that consistently applied that kind of philosophy, that didn't try to legislate from the bench, that was respectful of the Constitution, and then fight and fight and fight for that nomination to make sure that that nomination passes.
We are one justice away from a Supreme Court that will strike down every restriction on abortion adopted by the states. We are one justice away from a Supreme Court that will reverse the Heller decision, one of Justice Scalia's seminal decisions that upheld the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms of millions of Americans. And the stakes of this election for this year, for the Senate needs to stand strong and say, we're not going to give up the U.S. Supreme Court for a generation by allowing Barack Obama to make one more liberal appointee.
All right, so there you hear it from the candidates themselves. South Carolina in play tomorrow, 888-302-3684. In a moment, we're going to delve into this discussion Diane Sawyer had with Sue Klebold. I think it's Klebold, right?
Klebold, yeah.
Who is the mother of one of those killers from the Columbine shooting back in 1999. She's written a book about her experience, is out promoting it, and some remarkable things are coming from her as regards her son. 44 past the hour now on Good Day.
This is what opening a can of beer used to sound like. And this is what it sounds like now. That's the sound of the Sam Adams Nitro Project, our beer reinvented from the bubbles out. Nitrogen gives these Sam Adams beers a smooth, creamy taste for a unique drinking experience. Sam Adams Nitro White Ale, IPA, and Coffee Stout. Which will you try first?
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Save responsibly. As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Control, do you like mortgages?
Negative.
Over.
Do you like rockets?
Affirmative.
Over.
Do you like rocket mortgages?
I'm listening.
Over.
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience.
Copy that, QL1. I'm going to go ahead and push this button in.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS Consumer Access.org number 33.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, one of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
47 after the hour, Doug Steffen, the Good Day program. This past Friday on ABC's 2020, Diane Sawyer talked to Sue Klebold, as I said a few minutes ago, one of the killers in the school shooting back in Columbine in 1999 was her son. So the book that she's written about her experience talks about what signs she and her husband missed and what other parents ought to be looking for. The money, by the way, from the sale of the book will be donated to various mental health organizations. Here she offers up an apology to the families of the victims.
The one thing, of course, that I want to say is I am so sorry for what my son did. Yet I know that just saying I'm sorry is such an inadequate response to all this suffering. There is never a day that goes by where I don't think of the people that Dylan harmed. And I
use the word harm.
Harmed. I think it's easier for me to say harmed than killed. And it's still hard for me after all this
is
time.
Is that about a certain need to deny what happened, or?
I don't know. Perhaps. It is very hard to live with the fact that someone you loved and raised has brutally killed people in such a horrific way.
The last moments of his life were spent in violence, sadism. You know, he was cruel and hateful, and I have to own that.
I just remember sitting there and reading about them. All these kids and the teacher. And I keep thinking, constantly thought, how
I would feel if it were the other way around and one of their children had shot mine. I would feel exactly the way they did. I know I would.
How would you feel under the circumstances? Here's a sobering statistic from Dr. Gregory Fritz, president of the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry.
Somewhere between 15% and 20% of high school kids say that they have thought about suicide in the past year.
Here's Kevin Briel underscoring the situation described by Dr. Fritz.
If you were to look at my life on the surface, you'd see a kid who was the captain of his basketball team, consistently on the honor roll and consistently at every party. You would say I wasn't suicidal, but you'd be wrong.
Big problem in our country. 51 minutes past the hour, food for thought on the Good Day program.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
On the Good Day program for our visit with Uri Geller. Uri is a well-known, internationally known mentalist. So you're on your way to Munich for what kind of an event?
Yes, I'm in a taxi on the way to Ben-Gurion Airport, which is named after our Prime Minister. And I'm doing a show that you all are aware of and you know. It's called Candid Camera. Now, I don't know if Candid Camera is still, is still televised in America, is it?
Well, there's a version of it. There have been several different plays on the Candid Camera focus, the Candid Camera idea over the years. And, yeah, there are always at least one or two of those kinds of shows that are playing here. And I think elsewhere there's one version in England I know that's pretty popular. So yeah. The one you're going to be on is in Germany?
So basically what they did, it's an interesting format. They took 10 celebrities. 9 of them obviously are Germans. I'm the only one that is a foreigner. And 2 months ago, I had the task of fooling a lady in a restaurant, making her believe that she has supernatural powers. So paintings started falling over the wall. Bottles started, exploding. My suitcase rolled around. Tables moved in the restaurant. And she totally and utterly believed that these powers were coming from her. Of course, she was so scared. And there were about 15 cameras filming her secretly. It was just amazing. And, Doug, this leads me to believe sometimes how gullible people are. I mean, I sent her to the restroom, telling her to look into the mirror and regenerate herself, re-energize herself by looking into the mirror and talking to herself, saying, I want my powers back. And, of course, there was a hidden camera behind the mirror. It's hilarious. But that's, there you go.
So when you go to Germany, I don't think I've ever asked you this before, as an Israeli Jew, when you go to Israel, you have, I think you and I talked about this once. You and I went somewhere in England to an event, and it was a Jewish event, and we walked in, and both of us talked about the number of Mercedes that were in the parking lot. I've heard you talk about forgive and move on and forgive and forget, but I just wonder sometimes if that ever wears on you or other people that you know who are your friends that do business with the Germans and maybe go visit Germany. Is all of the stuff from the Holocaust and World War II forgiven?
Well, Doug, listen, it's a totally new generation and generation. I have lots of German friends. Come on. I obviously will never forget what happened there. 6 million Jews and others were murdered. But, Germany does business with Israel. Lots of Israelis live in Berlin, for instance, for some strange reason. There are thousands of Israelis that love Berlin. So, you got to let go at some stage. But nevertheless, I just read yesterday that in Germany, a 93-year-old Nazi is being tried for war crimes.
Being tried, 93 years old. I think there was, I remember now reading something about someone over here and someone in Canada and somebody down in Brazil that they caught or in some South American country.
Yes.
That's the Wiesen, what's the name of that center?
Simon Wiesenthal.
Simon Wiesenthal, right. The mm-hmm. Wiesenthal
yes.
Center.
Yeah, that was, I mean, you're going back decades ago. But yes, people here, the older generation, still have tattoos on their arms with the number from Auschwitz and all the other concentration camps. Your generals walked through the camps and saw the horror. And it's something that you cannot forget. Steven Spielberg, mm-hmm. he's such a front runner and he's made quite a few documentaries and movies, making sure that humanity does not forget the massacre and the murder there in the 30s and 40s.
Do you have Valentine's Day in Israel?
Doug, listen, you cannot not have Valentine's Day because there's the internet. So you're right. Being bombarded day in, day out. I get spams right. of Valentine's Day. He's trying to sell me things and cars.
Did you buy something for Hannah? Hannah's Murray's wife. Did you buy anything for Hannah? Come on.
Yeah, of course I will. When was Valentine's Day?
Murray was caught. He said,
Valentine's
I will buy
Day
something.
Is Sunday. See, I saved you, pal.
But I buy her things all the time.
I know,
but flowers all the time. So it's Valentine 24 hours a day.
Yeah, Valentine's
That's
all
good.
The time. One time is a good time, and Valentine's Day is all the time. All right. Uri, thank you. Uri Geller, check out his website. Fascinating material there. URIGELLER, UriGeller.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.